USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people forced from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of wildfires, and more than 20 million people are under red flag warnings because of high winds that are driving the flames.
The challenge also for us is that we are at the beginning of a significant Santa Ana wind event that will last a number of days.
That's a Ventura County fire official. The Woolsey fire threatening 30,000 homes there. To the west, the Hill fire has jumped the Ventura Freeway, and in Northern California, the town of Paradise is being called all but destroyed by a fire. That from a demonstration last night in New York City, activists in several cities in the streets calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe to be protected. They're concerned the new acting attorney general might shut down the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Officials in North Carolina say faulty equipment may be to blame for reports of an active shooter at a high school north of Wilmington earlier. Pender County School Commissioner George Brown saying a piece of equipment's been malfunctioning at Topsail High School this week, and it makes it sound like gunfire. In a morning tweet, he added, authorities are taking precautions to ensure the safety of students and staff. But again, it appears this is all just a mistake. No injuries have been reported. President Trump heading to Paris today. He'll be joining other world leaders in commemorating the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which brought an end to hostilities in World War I. The president will also be meeting with the French president, Emmanuel Macron. The First Lady is joining President Trump on the trip, and they do plan to visit memorial sites together to honor U.S. service members who were killed in action there. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge is holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana writing the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills, and endangered species. In the still unsettled U.S. Senate race in Florida, Republican candidate Rick Scott says he believes there's voter fraud going on that's been favoring his opponent, the Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Scott saying on Fox News last night that at least two county supervisors seem to be trying to interfere in the election.
What I've done is I've asked for an investigation, but we have examples. The Palm Beach supervisor won't allow normal party officials that are supposed to be reviewing ballots. They're not allowing them to do it properly. That's a violation of the law. They're supposed to report all these results. They're not. But how did they come up with 78,000 more votes? Just in Broward and 15 in Palm Beach. No other county is having these problems. We had a horrible hurricane in the Panhandle. It didn't happen there.
Scott ordering state law enforcement to investigate those two county election offices. Actress Meg Ryan is getting married again. The 56-year-old actress announcing yesterday that she's engaged to rocker John Mellencamp. The two have been dating 7 years. Ryan was previously married to actor Dennis Quaid. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.